Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to day 11 of the Gratitude Game, 21 days to a healthier, wealthier, more beautiful you. Today's mantra is abundance. Now, I played Hey Mahalakshmi by David Newman because Lakshmi is the Hindu goddess of prosperity. The interesting thing is that the gifts that she brings are not just prosperity, but also generosity. So it's interesting how these are tied together. And in fact, today, as you have abundance top of mind, I would like for you to do something generous. Abundance mindset is a very interesting thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about abundance mindset, but the idea of generosity, that you have more than you need in terms of time and money, is an abundant mindset. And if you don't have that yet, then chances are you have a scarcity mindset. So if you think that you don't have enough to spare time or money, then you're in scarcity mindset. So as part of your action plan today to get your headspace more in abundance mindset, I want you to commit to donating at least 1 hour of your time. Now, if you can donate 10% of your income, that's good too. However, don't let lack of funding, lack of physical funds, prevent you from having abundance mindset by giving generously of at least an hour of your time this week. So whatever it is that you think could benefit from your attention and your time and your talents, then that's what you should be committing to doing for an hour this week. Couple of other thoughts on abundance. So we do have people who like to give a lot, and they also like to point out that they give a lot and maybe even feel like they give so much and they give to everyone and nobody ever gives them back. That is not abundance mindset. That, again, is actually resentment. So it's not given from a place of abundance. It's not given from a place of love. It's given from a place of, I did this for you, so you therefore you should be doing something for me. That's not giving. So people that are over giving or giving more than they should give, there, and that could be the case, that person that thinks that other people should be giving back to them, that person is, maybe they are overgiving. It's not always the case. Sometimes people who think that they are so generous are really not as generous as they might think, especially if you're thinking that 10%, tithing 10% of your time and money is a good, a sustainable way of thinking about charity. Another thing is the universe doesn't really understand the difference between time, talent, and money. So when you give of your time and your talent, that is money, that is currency. And in fact, you know, those people who value their time and charge by the hour are very much telling you that their time and their talent is money. And that's the way you want to think of it too, that you are giving money when you give time and talent. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a sniffle today. So that's what I want you to be thinking about. Giving from the overflow, giving 10%, that's not overgiving. You can do that. There's no gift that should ever come with attachments. Should never be, I gave you this, therefore you should act this way, or I gave you this, therefore you should do this for me. When you give a gift, you give a gift, and the joy should be in giving that gift. That's what it should be all about. And that is an abundant mindset, that you don't need anything from return, in return, when you give something. So another thing that I wanted to talk about in terms of abundance and giving and this circle of life is, and it's going to go back and tie in a little bit of one of the prior mantras, gratitude in particular. If you go back to the first time that humans bartered, it's really not people exchanging money. And I believe that whatever goods were exchanged were really magic tokens of gratitude rather than monetizing profits, you know, Wall Street stocks, all that sort of thing. It wasn't that. It was a magic token of gratitude. So if you take yourself back to caveman days, and you can see a very, very ill little girl in the corner in the bed who doesn't look like she's going to make it, and the parents have tried everything, and the mother in desperation races to the next village where she's heard of a medicine woman who has miraculous cures for all kinds of ailments. And she begs the woman to come back and to see her daughter and to cure her daughter. And the woman does come back, and she comes back with all of her herbs and poultices, and she's able to, over the course of a few days with a lot of sweat involved, cure the daughter. And the family is so grateful. The father goes out and he slays a deer and they have a big feast and he sends home meat with the medicine woman. But for the next 6 months, every day, the mother bakes an extra loaf of bread and takes it over to the medicine woman. This is out of gratitude because she saved the life of their daughter. So I want you to think of that when you're giving your time and your talent this week in that charitable thing that you're doing that is part of your own abundance mindset. I want you to think of that loaf of bread, that very grateful family, you know, cave family, family living in a cave. And be grateful when you give gifts and give them with no strings attached. And watch the magic that shows up in your life because you start adopting an abundance mindset. All right, I think that's enough to think about. So all day long, abundance should be the mantra. But you now have a lot of things that are going to be accompanying that when you just think of the word abundance. You're going to be thinking that time and talent are also money. You're going to be thinking that money is, in fact, a magic token of gratitude, and that time and talent are magic tokens of gratitude. You're going to be thinking about giving from the overflow. You're going to be thinking about gifts that have no strings attached. That's abundance. That's the abundance mindset. All right. Thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 12. Have a lovely wonderful time. And again, do make sure that you set up a commitment for 1 hour of your time this week. All right. Thanks.
Oh.